Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So in what way would I not be a good roommate?
The disposition you currently have?
I'm very insulted.
Well, as you can see, I've got a bit of a problem here.
Well, if I hear you correctly, and I think that I do, my advice to you is to finish your meal, pay your check, leave here, and never mention this to anyone again.
I'm getting some information here on the private talking text line about Jen's roommate habits.
I'm a good roommate.
You keep garbage in the corner?
Every woman does that.
Can't be done, huh?
The switch? The switch. Can't be done.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished the roommate switch?
If my roommate wants to get into a bleeping match on this, I got a long list.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running her mouth. She wants to ride it.
In 2024, league-wide accuracy. For Major League Baseball umpires. Well, let me ask you this. What percentage accuracy do you want for your Major League Baseball umpires, gang?
Can we just do a little, what do they call it, housekeeping?
Sure, yeah.
Do you have anything to say?
No. Why would I have anything to say?
He jinxed them.
Absolutely jinxed
them
yesterday.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. And I told him to stop.
Because we talked about it.
Josh?
I literally said, all I did was state factual information.
It was kind of, Miz, over. Put it on the poll.
But here's the thing. Let me get to what I'm going to get to here, because what percentage accuracy do you want from your Major League Baseball umpires?
100%.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, but what would you...
Realistically, 95%.
Last year, 2024, league-wide average was 94%. Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what the accuracy number was for the guy behind the plate last night?
They already have those report cards out?
Yeah. 89%. How do we feel about an 89% accuracy behind the plate in a one-run game where the Brewers were one win away from George Webb?
Was it fair? Because when we go into a game, I go into a high school game, and you know the refs are. If they're bad, just be consistently bad. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm okay. You guys okay with that? Consistently bad is fine. Even in an NFL game. Pass interference, terrible call. Okay? The other side, pass interference, terrible call.
I just hate watching a game, guys, where it's late in the game, you're living and dying by every pitch. Brewers are in this one, right? And to your point, we will talk about Mizorowski, who obviously had to leave maybe earlier than some fans wanted him to leave because they're playing the long game with their pitchers as opposed to the micro. But I'm watching the game late, and by the way, I stayed up way too late to watch the game because I thought it's a one-run game. They could still pull this off, and we could be celebrating George Webb time, and I don't want to miss that. There were too many pitches for me, Gabe, late in the game. They were outside the zone and were being called strikes.
Yeah, it stinks, but you got to have more than two hits. They had plenty of opportunities.
Well, you shouldn't have ran your mouth yesterday. You shouldn't have ran your mouth.
I didn't run my mouth.
Because if you didn't run your mouth, they got 10 hits.
I didn't run my mouth.
Josh!
All I did was say that, you know, hey, they're within one. I'm feeling good because Miz is on the mound. I wasn't counting my burger.
Oh, is he discounting it? Did you listen to yesterday?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was...
I was excited because the Brewers had the best record in baseball. They had won 11 in a row on the doorstep of potentially getting everybody in the city some free hamburgers.
I pride myself
but
on accountability.
But I did not say...
You're trying to make this grand point here, and now you're lying to all our faces.
When did he become your complete ally on the show?
Well, he hasn't been your ally in years.
No. I mean, go from producer.
It's not necessarily my ally. It's just him on the opposite side of you.
If we weren't to talk about it, we wouldn't be doing our jobs.
So you wanted me to be completely silent
yesterday? You can't gush.
I can't be excited when my team wins 11 in a row.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
No, Chewy's telling me I can't.
No, of course you can. You can, and of course having Miz on the mound yesterday, I felt really good going into it as well.
And that wasn't the problem. Pitching wasn't the problem. Turns out you got to win. You got to score a run and to win a baseball game.
See, what you said on the show yesterday wanted me to, you know, shart and farter?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you're saying. You were rooting for this outcome so you could throw it in my face. Yes, you were.
I'm a shart and farter. No, yeah, because we would have had a segment where I wouldn't have had to work today because we're going to have a George Webb guy on and I could sit back and take a break. So, now I can't.
So
now,
you weren't rooting for that.
You would have been more invested than anybody in that interview. You're right. Interested. You're interested about how the finances of giving away 100,000 burgers and what that does and what that looks like and the order process of getting all the burgers, the onions, the pickles, the buns.
They won. George Webb.
George Webb.
Yeah, because they get all the advertising, they get all the storylines, they get all the people talking about him, get people excited, and then. And it stinks that it went down the way that it did. I'm with you, Gabe. I was super jacked because I was like, Mizorowski on the mound. Oh, by the way, swung over to Potawatomi. The line for his strikeouts, 6.5.
Crept over it.
6.5.
Crept over it.
What do you have?
How 7. Many?
Through 3 innings?
Yes.
Yeah, 3 2/3.
He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah. So we nailed that one, which was nice. Got a little greedy though. There was a 7.5 one there. I was like, I'll just throw something down on the 7.5 as well. Did not obviously hit that one. But again, went out early because they're playing the long game with him. They want him available. They have this innings count on Mizorowski because you want him available for the postseason. I get it. And again, I had to do that thing where I talked to myself like, it's fine. Again, the long game is what we're playing here. We want him available in the postseason. We don't need but it wasn't a. You know, Gabe, how you talk about there being unimportant games or like insignificant games or all. Yeah. It wasn't that. It was, you know, because we had the burgers riding on it.
And
But they don't care about the burgers riding on it.
I bet the players are upset.
I bet they were bummed, which is why I go back to the strike zone, which is what Murph was doing at the end of the game. I don't know if you saw him run, you know, getting a little animated, getting a little frustrated with the way that the balls and strikes were being called, because again, it felt like the strike zone. And Chewy, to your point, I got to go back and look, but I do know that on some of those outside pitches, they were an inch. And again, you got the report card. They show it. They put it out 7 hours ago on Twitter, and it shows this one, 1.5 inches off the plate, 1.5 inches off the plate, 1.5 inches off the plate. So that's where you're like, okay, come on. Like in a one run game, you got to be locked in.
Do you call the strike? I mean, in a game like this.
No, I mean, you just call your strike zone. Like you're not.
Whatever
you think your zone, whatever your zone is what your zone is.
Really?
Like, I don't think you're changing it.
Because we used to go to Dallas back in the day.
Yeah.
And Holmgren would always say, look, they're going to get two calls.
Yeah.
They're going to get two calls. Just it's the home team, and that's the way it works. You can't get frustrated by it. But do you err? I don't know. If I was an umpire and it's close, I'm calling it a strike instead of a ball.
If it's off the plate? Or if, I mean, obviously
if
he thinks
what's
he
an
thinks
inch and a half. Though.
Yeah, exactly. Not much. He thinks it, obviously the umpire thought he was on the plate, so he called it a strike.
I don't know.
But even there was that one pitch that Mizorowski thought was the strike, and he called it a ball.
Yeah,
you know, like so, and you know, he I don't know if you saw Chew the highlight, but he ran off thinking,
oh, he was out,
and then they were like, ah, come on back.
Yeah,
I got him out on the next pitch, so it worked out well.
Yeah, wasn't that big of a deal.
So are you telling me you're in favor of electronic balls and strikes?
Oh, I think ABS is coming next year.
Really? That quickly?
I think it's coming next year.
Well, they had it in the All-Star game.
So then what do they do with the home plate umpire?
Oh, he's still there, but it's just, he's calling balls and strikes, and then you can challenge balls and strikes. Is the system they'll probably set up. It's what they did during spring training. It's what they had there.
I don't know if I like that.
And it's super quick. You remember? I mean,
why?
Wimbledon,
that's what they do. I was just going to say that.
But they did everything. Every call in Wimbledon this year was made electronically. They didn't have line judges at all.
Really?
So they got rid of that. But remember when like somebody would challenge, everybody starts clapping?
Yeah.
And then they would show the replay. Like the replay takes 2 seconds. It's like,
all right, as long as it doesn't like slow the hitter up too much.
Either the hitter or the pitcher just kind of taps their cap. And then they go, okay, we're going to go to the replay. We look up to the Jumbotron. God. And they do the ball coming in.
I don't know if I'd want to umpire.
Really? I mean, what if you got seven of those things in a game? You're like,
but again, you just said king of accountability over here. Isn't that
yeah,
exactly
but I was lying.
What I,
yeah.
Again, holding yourself accountable. Yeah.
I rest my case.
No, he just showed accountability, admitting that he was lying.
Yeah. Just go to it full time. It's fine. You know? A full time. Why not?
So I like what Gabe was saying from a philosophical standpoint, guys. I like what Gabe was saying because last night stayed up later than I would have liked to watch the end of the game because, again, it's a one-run game. If they're down five, I maybe go to bed a little earlier. But I thought, hey, at any point, somebody gets a guy on, they hit a dinger. When Jackson Churio was up, I thought, here we go. This is going to be it. They're going to go ahead and they're going to win this game and then there'll be burgers for everybody. I understand the long term. I understand playing the long game. But, man, I got to do some mental gymnastics, Gabe. I know you said it comes a lot easier to you. I got to do some mental gymnastics during these games to remind myself that this game yesterday was not the end-all be-all. Mm-hmm. As I said, more important than other random games in June or July because the burgers were on the line. But, like, how are you doing with that, Brewers fans? How are you doing with the idea of, gosh, I would have liked to have seen Mizorowski out there a little bit longer. I think he wanted to stay out there, but they're trying to keep him under this innings number because they want him to be able, available for the playoffs and whatnot. How are you doing philosophically, Brewers fans, navigating that?
But, I mean, it's not the first time we've had to deal with this. The kid was throwing no-hitters in his first two outings.
Yeah,
no. And they're taking him out of games. You
this
know,
is all about the end of the season.
Yeah, like, it's just, yeah. Oh, that's a bummer. And it'd be different if the Brewers bullpen wasn't lights out, but the Brewers bullpen is lights out and is really good. And they did what they were supposed to do last night,
mm-hmm.
right? Like it was the offense that let them down.
So what are people's levels of disappointment then? If you can use the long game balm on the burn, are you okay? Are we good this morning? No burgers. 100,000 burgers sit unmade. We're good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, it's a bummer. Like, would I have preferred the free burger from George Webb? Absolutely. But, like, I don't know. Go out there and you win the series against Seattle today, and you keep plugging along.
If there were no burgers on the line, this is, again, who cares? We got 61 left. Fine.
Wow.
Right?
I can't believe you knew that.
Well, it was 100. Yeah. It was a nice, even, round number.
No, you said 62 yesterday.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. But again, that was yesterday. Your short-term memory is where you struggle.
Fair.
So the
Fair.
Fact that you remembered I said that yesterday, yes. Take that off, we can reach you.
If you had to guess, will there be another streak? Will there be another 10-game streak this season?
No.
Another 10-game win streak? Really?
No.
Because in that win streak, they beat the Dodgers twice.
Which is like, insane.
Yep. Oh, sure, but they're not going to play teams. Again, maybe the Dodgers aren't who we thought they were. I guess that's a distinct possibility. I don't think so, but maybe. We're going to play a bunch of teams that are not as good as the Dodgers. Is there a chance you string it together?
It's hard, right, Gabe?
It's so hard. Like, the Brewers have only gotten a winning streak this long four other times in team history. Like, winning 10 games in a row in baseball is insane. It's outrageous. There's a reason why George Webb sets it at 12.
Yeah.
Because it's not happening all the time. Like, they got to 8 earlier this year. Oh, yeah, could they win again, you know, for a week straight? Sure. But, yeah, I don't think we're getting double digits.
It'll probably be the longest streak in Major League Baseball this year. I mean, I know the Red Sox got to 10.
But I doubt. Brewers getting to 11. Again, it's rare that double-digit win streaks happen. That's why they catch the note and the attention of everybody throughout the league when you pull something like this off. I mean, if you get to 6 or 7, hottest team in the league. So, no, they're not going to win double digits in a row again.
Put it on the Jen Game and Chewy Twitter poll this morning, the Infinity Exteriors poll this morning. Will the Brewers see another double-digit win streak this year, or was that the opportunity? I wonder how fans are feeling this morning. I want to hear from fans, 800-990-3776, and hear how they are feeling this morning after the Brewers dropped game last night to the Seattle Mariners, 1-0. Mizorowski went 3 2/3, still had 7 strikeouts in that outing. He is so fun to watch, and he was chuckling at times at some of the battles, at some of the guys, they're fouling him off, he's laughing, going, oh, you got that one, did you? Oh, you got around on that, okay. Like, it was cute to watch, it was fun to watch, and those are the tiny moments, I think, that you take away as you're sitting there investing your time in it, because, again, at the end of the day, they lose the game. We lose the burgers. And now the win streak has to start over. 800-990-3776. So how are you feeling this morning about the Brewers dropping that game? Gabe, I guess you're telling people, don't feel too bad. Let it go. Move on. A lot of baseball left.
There's another game today. 240. Got to lock in. Got to win that one. Because again, now you're tied with the Chicago Cubs. This win streak got you to the best record of baseball, got you a game ahead of Chicago, and now the next 2+ months, just a little over 2 months, it's going to be a battle for the division. That's going to be fun. Cubs come here next week. Got to play good baseball between now and then.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Cubs at AmFam Field.
Mm.
They got an off day tomorrow and then Miami. And then, of course, they got that big celebration.
Yeah, on Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm.
No, Friday afternoon, they're doing 25 years of baseball at American Family Field. So they've got a bunch of alumni coming in. They're doing an alumni home run derby before the game, all over the ballpark. A lot of the people coming in for the home run derby available for autographs.
That stadium's 25 years old already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time for a new one?
No. They're pouring more money into it.
Okay.
They're just going to keep it up to date, and it's fantastic. It's great.
No, it's a great stadium.
800-990-3776. Phone lines lighting up. Let us know how you're feeling this morning about the Brewers losing that game to the Mariners and having to start all over again for the win streak. Gabe?
Let me tell you about something I did for my golf game. I joined a club, and I joined the Wisconsin Country Club. I love it out there because of the golf course. It is absolutely fantastic. I also love the practice area. We've got a great driving range, a couple of short game areas, of course, a putting green. And the golf is the main reason why I joined. But maybe you're looking to join a country club for other things other than golf. We've got great tennis, pickleball, and a pool for the kids, Sunday fun days. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums. So what are you waiting for? Find out more information. Get started today at thewisconsincountryclub.com. It's just a fairway away.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Reaction rolling into the Brewers dropping that game yesterday. And the fan base missing out on George Webb burgers. Alan says, no biggie that the crew dropped one. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. People get too high have young fan arrogance. Amber weighing in saying, while I'm disappointed in the loss and not hitting the 12-game streak, I agree with Gabe. They need to play good baseball the remainder of the season to advance and be prepared for a potential October run. And Katie says, I'm more mad at myself for how tired I am this morning staying up to watch the game. That's the overwhelming emotion today. Let's go out to the phone lines. And we begin this morning with Clinton in Hales Corners. Good morning, Clinton. How are you feeling about the Brewers dropping that game and missing out on burgers?
Good morning. How are you guys doing overall?
Doing great.
All right. So here's my perspective. You have a choice to be a negative Nancy about this, or you can be a positive Peggy. I'm going to choose positivity.
Peggy?
Positive Peggy. I am choosing positivity.
I've never heard that. Sorry.
It's something I used to work grounds crew with the Brewers, and that was something that we were coining. Like, what's the opposite of a negative Nancy?
Positive Peggy. All right. I like it.
There you go. So my positive take on this is, we may not have gotten there, but if you think about it, for a day, we were the top of the National – not only did we have top of National League, we were the best record in all of baseball. We're still in first place. We may be sharing it now with the Cubs, but we're still in first place. There is a lot to build on from where we're at. If you really want to think about who have to be the most negative Nancys right now in the league, actually it goes to Detroit, because Detroit has now dropped two to the Pirates. That is going to be a tough thing to come back from. That is a hard pill to swallow, especially against one of the worst, the worst team in the National League, at least from the Central, from our side. So, I don't know. I'm still riding a high. It might be, it's a moment of disappointment. Not to say we could do the streak again. I don't think it's possible, but it's not out of reach. It is, as you said, a very hard achievement to do. But I think there's a lot more to look forward to this season. There's been a lot of surprises. It's not out of the realm of possibility that this crew is still pulling together something special.
Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you. Matt weighing in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line says, am I sad the streak is over? Yeah. But am I happy we're only a couple days away from Central Time Zone for viewing? Also, yes.
Although today's not too bad. 2:40. With the afternoon game. And the Brewers do still have the best record in baseball. Brewers and Cubs have the best record in baseball. They are tied in first place in the Central.
Let's go out to Pete, who is also waiting patiently on the line. Pete in Milwaukee, good morning. How are you feeling about the Brewers' loss last night?
Good morning, everyone. One loss is fine. I don't know, and maybe it's come up at some point, but have the Brewers ever had the best record in the majors this 100 games in the season?
Last time they had the best record this late was 1982.
Mm.
I said late 70s, early 80s, possibly. But, I mean, what a great run they're having. Let it go. Everything's fine. You know, Clinton just said positive Peggy. I was going to say, and my boys and I at home, with all the nicknames that Murphy throws around, the Sal Frelick have a nickname. Because I started calling him Pigpen, and I was hoping that would stick because he is always in the middle of the dirt, rolling around like an 8-year-old kid. And I love it. He plays hard. He plays the right way. He's one of the Brewers that's fun to watch. And does he have a nickname? And if not, I'm proposing Pigpen.
Appreciate it.
Not aware of a nickname.
He's a BC guy.
He is a BC guy.
He's a grinder.
Wow.
He is a BC guy.
He is just a grinder.
BC guys are grinders.
Yeah.
Everybody knows this.
You couldn't pick out Sal Frelick if he sat on your lap.
You know who my favorite player is? Sal Frelick. You're right. I probably couldn't.
By the way,
this is why AJ Dillon was his favorite Packers player as well.
Sal scheduled to return on Friday. So if you want to go more positive, Peggy, him returning to the lineup,
okay.
We're getting closer and closer to that.
Chef Edwing and saying, truthfully, I am kind of bummed. Sorry, that was not a burger pun happening there. No fun for my flipping burgers. I guess Chef Ed was going to volunteer.
Yeah, he was
going
to work at the one right by us here on MLK.
Well, the one that nice. Strofe and Will went and sat in front of with their sign. And I mean, if you're looking for a jinx, guys, we're looking for somebody to blame. Feels like
that's your point. Haven't seen it.
What?
Will and Stroh.
Will's got a new nickname. I gave it to him.
Hey, cough button over there.
I
Good
know.
Lord.
I couldn't get to the water. But he's got a new nickname, too. I gave it. When I asked him if he's been fired yet
Positive
in front
Peggy?
Of a lot of people. Got a good laugh.
Pig pet?
No, Will I am. That's pretty good, right?
Paul in Menominee Falls.
Fine Young Cannibals? Right?
Just
what band? What band? Help me.
Black Eyed Peas.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
It's Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow.
That's Wiz Khalifa, not a group. Paul, what's up?
Don't look at me to get you out of the things you're saying they're wrong.
Paul, good morning. How are you feeling about the Brewers' loss last night?
You know, I'm feeling great about them. How about you guys?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah. No, it was one of those nights, like, the thing that sucked was waiting up that late and just waiting for that offense to come around and not getting the hits. And the strike zone being miserable, obviously. But, I mean, having a pitching staff like we do, having Murph, I feel great about this team.
Yeah, and now you get to see Quinn Priester today. That's the fun part. You got another good pitcher going out there today. Not as good as the Miz, obviously, but when you have the staff that the Brewers do, and you are just that strong, 1-5, and still have more reinforcements coming that are injured, that are working their way back, just makes every day fun. There's never going to have to grind our way through this one. Hopefully this guy doesn't give up too many runs. It's a really good rotation, 1-5.
But they're not going to get Suarez.
You think they are going to or not?
No.
Okay.
He's too popular. There's too many other teams out there.
Although I did see the Brewers, there was a list. It might have been from MLB.com where it was an analyst who was saying, here are the teams that are most likely in line for it. And the Brewers were one of them. I think there were only three on that one. Now I saw another one where the Brewers were not. So it just depends on the analyst at this point.
Percentage. Gabe?
15.
I mean, it helps that they've lost two games in a row. Because he has to become available first.
I know, but he's the hot guy.
But that's the first bar you have to clear, Chew, is,
they got a lot
is
of, yeah.
he available?
Yes,
right?
I know.
It's the same thing when we were talking about any pass rusher that we were just dreaming
yes.
about this offseason. Guess what? T.J. Watt got locked up.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett got locked up. Trey Hendrickson probably not actually going to end up going anywhere. So step one is this guy going to actually be available? I think 75% he becomes available. The Diamondbacks got to get hot here again if he doesn't become available.
So 75% he becomes available, and then what percentage?
No, 75% he comes available.
And what percent that the Brewers get him? I'm saying 15.
Ah.
He's like the hottest
name out there
right now.
They're going to be one of three teams. I think they get if he becomes available, 33. The Cubs, and I mean the Yankees are always involved in just about everything. They could use some help on the left side of their infield.
I have a related question.
Yeah.
Does Chewy get more enjoyment out of anything else other than raining on a parade? It seems to be a passion.
Like everybody, we just literally earlier this segment
positivity
coined no, we heard the phrase by the way, of positive pegging.
Hold on. What did I try to sell earlier in the show that you guys laughed at me? What was the word I used? I called myself it. Oh, accountability. I'm not accountable, but I am a realist. Am I not a realist?
Okay.
No.
So
I am a realist.
We've gone from I'm accountable to I'm not accountable.
Well, I tried selling.
I just want you to know the whiplash that I have over here trying
but a
to
realist,
follow your
I am
stream
a realist.
Of consciousness.
And well, part of being a realist is being, what'd you call me, Debbie Downer?
I will say this. I'll give you this. You like to think of yourself as a realist.
I think I'm a realist.
You said yesterday you could hit 103 miles per hour.
I didn't say 103. I said 95.
I can't believe we're not going to force you to get in the cage, by the way. I can't believe that you were like, I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to.
No.
Chewy's favorite thing.
Listen to what I said.
I did.
I said, if he puts it down the pipe at 95 miles an hour,
no chance.
I'm making contact.
No chance.
If I'm in a cage and I get the timing
I love
down.
That you're like, if you throw it exactly where I want
well,
you
that's
to
what
throw
I said.
It, I can hit 95.
Because Joshy said if Miz is throwing his slider, no, I said,
still
yeah,
think it's a swing
no
and a
change.
Miss. Still think it's a swing and a miss. We got to get to Adam Schefter. He's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And you mentioned Trey Hendrickson. We can ask him about Trey Hendrickson and the latest. Apparently, he's in Florida right now. I do love this reaction on the YouTube stream that said, it's not about the burgers. It's about the journey. Thank you, Mr. Fantasy. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this. You might remember me talking about the first time I saw a sauna at the Wisconsin State Fair. We've all had that moment walking through the Expo Center thinking, kind of want to have that. Should I buy it? Well, yes, I should. And that's what I did with the infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas. Total game changer when it comes to my health and wellness. It helps me recover after workouts. It gives me more energy and flexibility. My skin and my hair look better than ever, and the detox benefits are huge, especially guys with how much I travel during the football season. You should get out to the Expo Center as well at this year's Wisconsin State Fair, or visit goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen and get $500 to $800 off your purchase at Good Health Saunas. Do it today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
I would just say that right now I think all options are on the table. I think that they went through that trade thing and they talked to teams, and it's not like those talks are shut down, but they didn't go anywhere. And when they don't go anywhere, it opens up the possibility that he could be back.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island. Also brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Real Estate Services, the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. Get started today at wendorfteam.firstweber.com.
Adam Schefter in the car today, coming to us from his vehicle. Looks like someone's driving him, which is awesome. Adam Schefter, how are you doing today, bud?
Jen, your hair and skin have never looked better.
Thank you so much. That's my Good Health sauna. I appreciate it.
Hold on. Hold. You're driving in the car and still looking at the stream.
He's not driving.
Oh,
he has a driver.
Must be nice.
Literally just
invisible. I could have one of those invisible drivers.
Oh,
creeps me out. Would you ride in a car that didn't have a driver, Adam?
Very hesitantly.
Be like, how soon do I have to be where I'm going? And knowing me, I'm going to be running late, so I probably have to get in the car no matter what. We will continue getting people's reaction to the Brewers' loss last night. Still a lot coming in on the Carbless Talk and Text line. But I want to begin with this, Adam Schefter. Jordan Love ranked 68th, according to that NFL.com ranking, the top 100 players. It's a fall for Jordan. Last year, he was 34th. Is that fair? that he dropped from 34 to 68? And does that feel about where you think Jordan Love, quarterback of our Green Bay Packers, should be?
I guess it's good for a conversation on the show this morning. I couldn't care less about whether Jordan Love was ranked 31st last year or 64th or 8th this year. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Is it a reflection on what we saw from him last year in a categorical form? I guess it is. I think everybody could agree that there were times when he played well last year, there were times he didn't. And I think everybody knows that the talent is there, the upside is there, but he has to stop making some of the mistakes and turnovers that he made last year that were costly, that led for him to fall in that insignificant poll to in the 60s somehow. Like, it's just another way of saying he needs to be a little bit better this year, that he didn't play as well as he has. And so that's just another way of looking at it.
Well, let me stick with polls. There was a poll that came out and had the Packers ranked the 14th best roster in the NFL. And sticking with Jordan Love, Adam, and finish his statement, Jordan Love has to play like a top 3, 5, 7, 10 quarterback in order for them to make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, if they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, he's going to have to play. I don't know how we categorize that, Chewy, but he's going to have to be better than he was last year and play at the top level of his career. If he plays at that level, they can get there. If he plays the way they did, that the way that he did last, they won't get there. Okay? So there's that much conversation about. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. This is not some great revelation, right? But for a team to get to the Super Bowl, its quarterback is going to have to play at an elite level, whatever that is, right? So Jordan Love, don't you love New York City? All day? Like, I'm sitting here. You know, everybody go screw themselves, right? Like, just beeping. You know, it's just a scene, a jungle here. A concrete jungle is very apropos. But Jordan Love, an elite level for them to get to where they want to go.
Are the Bengals ever going to make Trey Hendrickson available, or are they just going to continue to play chicken with him?
If we go back and look, it's just not the way they've operated. They did, back in the day, trade Carson Palmer when he didn't show up. Maybe they'll get to that point. I don't think they want to trade him. I think that they'd like to figure it out, but it's July 23rd. You're going to have to go in a different area. So, right now it's not happening. Could it happen October 23rd? Maybe, but there's a lot left to go between then and now.
Adam Schefter hanging out with us on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Adam, what have you made of all of the drama with the NFLPA? We talked about Treader retiring or stepping away from his role. How does this whole thing, which feels ugly and messy, how does this whole thing get resolved?
Well, I mean, Don Van Natta and Kalen Kaler from ESPN did a deep dive this morning, kind of recounting the last 4 days that the NFLPA has been through. And I would argue, I've covered the NFL 35 years. There have been shutdowns of the sport and extensions of the CBA, but there aren't too many times where there have been four-day periods as significant and memorable as what the NFLPA has just gone through here over the last week. There has been an awful lot that has transpired, and not in a good way. And so I think that they're trying to pick up the pieces right now, get organized, figure out who's going to take over as the interim executive director, figure out who's going to take over as the full-time executive director. They've got a lot of work to do, a lot to figure out, and they're still trying to kind of pick themselves up off the mat after all the embarrassment that they've been through.
We are losing Adam Schefter as he drives through the concrete jungle where dreams are made
now?
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Uh-oh.
Adam.
signal just bounced.
I believe he's back.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you're back.
Okay, sorry about that. By the way, play-by-play, I'm outside Radio City Music Hall right now, about to pull up to Avenue of the Americas. That's kind of where we're at right now.
What are you? Where are you going? Are you going to the studios?
No, I work with a group called Sanofi to promote people taking tests for diabetes awareness, and they have me in a studio there doing a bunch of work for them today. So I'm on the way there right now.
Amazing,
Adam. Sticking with the union, didn't Troy Vincent want that job? Where's he at now?
He's with the NFL. He's a top executive for the National Football League. But that would be wild if they hired him away.
Yeah.
And he went back to that job. I couldn't see that happen. I mean, no. Maybe, I guess. I don't know. But he's been with the NFL for quite some time now. He's one of the... He's there, Chewy.
Packers news. Zach Tom signed a big extension for the Packers before camp, so he's ready to go. Seemed like a pretty fair deal because... It seems like he's the third best right tackle, slots in right there, gets the biggest signing bonus in NFL history for an offensive lineman, and he's able to get on the practice field as the Packers go today. What were your thoughts on the deal?
Well, my thoughts are always, it's best to figure out and identify who your best young players are and get them signed sooner rather than later. Which is not something that the Dallas Cowboys like to do.
Oof.
But if you think that Zach Tom is one of the top offensive linemen in the league, why would you wait? Just go get it done. And that's what the Green Bay Packers did. And I think that, look, it's up to the front office to identify these players to draft. And then when you draft them, it's up to the coaches to identify them, like, this guy's going to be great, or he is great, or he's going to be great for years. Like, everybody's got to be working in unison. And then if you all agree after 3 years, 4 years, this guy is stellar, and he's somebody we want here, and he's a stand-up person and great character, like, go get it done. There's no reason to wait. And so I don't know the kind of guy that Zach Tom is, but I'm going to bet that they really like the guy as a person.
Oh, yeah, that's the general sentiment, mm-hmm. is that good guy, hard worker, type of guy you want in your locker room.
Right.
Goes about his business, you know, doesn't complain, all of those things.
Right.
Just like me.
Just
agree.
Just like Chewy.
Just like you, Chewy. Hey,
Adam, exactly. Can I ask you a question? Do you think Chewy's accountable? You've been on the show enough. I think you can answer that question.
I think Chewy's an accountable guy. Why?
Love it.
Well, because he called himself accountable in the first segment, and in the second segment, he admitted that he's not accountable, so I'm just trying to figure out what he actually is.
And we didn't know if that was a chess versus checkers thing, because by saying he's not accountable when we don't think he's accountable, maybe he was trying to show that he is accountable and just kind of throw us for a loop.
But then I pivoted, Adam, and I said, because they blame me for at times being a little negative, I'm just a realist. I don't think most people are realists. I'm a realist.
And you thought the Brewers would lose yesterday with Mizorowski on the mound against the Mariners?
I didn't like Gabe building it up so much, like, done deal. This is over.
Not what I did.
That never happened, by the way, for all those listening.
Well, those listening know it didn't happen.
Gabe is on top of baseball as he has got for me.
Yeah, like I was excited yesterday because, Adam, if the Brewers would have won yesterday, there is a restaurant here in Milwaukee, George Webb, that was going to give away free hamburgers. If the Brewers win 12 games in a row, everybody gets free hamburgers. I was excited for my burger.
Was, past tense, right?
Correct, yeah, it didn't happen. It didn't obviously happen, you know, so that's a bit of a bummer.
And for whatever it's worth, Adam, Brewers fans are going through it this morning. There is a range of emotions that people are experiencing regarding not getting the burger.
Here's the thing. Here's the way to look at it. They've won 11 of 12.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 11 of 12, and it's time to start a new 12-game win streak to get Gabe that burger that he was craving and looking for free for yesterday, right? And there's plenty of time, you know, 12 games. Let's get it going again, and let's get those burgers back in play.
For whatever it's worth, Adam, Mr. Realist over here is convinced he could hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball in the batter's box. So just
if
want
I,
to,
if I
just
knew
want to give you that
going.
Information as you're making your judgment call over there.
Chewy.
Yeah.
I think that what you've done in your life athletically is incredibly impressive. Much respect and props. I think you're swinging a whiff in a night.
See, Adam's a realist.
All right, Adam, you brought up golf, so I got to ask about it. Scotty Scheffler was fantastic last week, just running away from the field. Yeah. Is he the most dominant athlete we have in sports today?
That's a great question. I would have said Mizorowski until yesterday.
He did all right. He just got a couple of full counts there that really sabotaged him going deeper in that game. Still had seven strikeouts in 3 2/3 innings.
Now listen, my knowledge of other sports sometimes is not as in-depth as it should be. Some sports, yes. Some sports, no. Hockey, I'm going to guess it's Connor McDavid.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, I'm going to guess it's Shohei Ohtani.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, I'm going to say Jokic or SGA.
Yeah, I think Jokic is kind of the consensus there.
Football, like what are we talking? It's more of a team thing.
Quarterback.
I think Mahomes is the best player, but Lamar's impressive, and Barkley had but of all the people I just mentioned, there's nobody that is dominating at an elite level the way that Scheffler has. Nobody in any sport right now. Like, how old is he right now? 27 or so?
He's 29 because he'll have a chance next year. He'll be 30 on the Sunday of the U.S. Open, going for the career Grand Slam.
Oh, that's his that's his 30th birthday?
That's his 30th birthday, the Sunday of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
save
right?
Your pick.
Lock it in.
So pencil
lock
that in
it
for
in
the...
But, Adam...
Where is the U.S. Open next year?
Shinnecock Hills.
Adam, Tiger, Prime, or Scheffler right now, who you taking?
Tiger Prime. Right now.
That's what Gabe said.
Tiger Prime.
Yeah.
But I wonder how Tiger many Prime. More wins before it's a little bit more of a thought.
Yeah, hold on. Exactly. Like, Scheffler's getting closer and closer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is unbelievable. He is unbelievable. And I think, you know, I was not following golf as closely then as I do today, but I'm going to guess there are more threats to Scheffler today than there were to Tiger.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
The depth of field is
so better. Right. So, in a way, what Scheffler is doing, and I just hope that Jen is not sleeping by now, and that her skin and hair are still looking as vibrant as ever. Scheffler is unbelievable, but Tiger was next. Yeah. Like, he was at a different level. But Scotty's getting closer. And by the way, I didn't know that. His 30th birthday's on the U.S. Open. We'll probably hear his wife Meredith is pregnant again. He's probably going to become a father again. Like, I mean, damn, has there ever been a storyline like when the U.S. Open in 2026 right now? What are the odds, Gabe? What are the odds? What kind of odds can we get on
I don't know,
right
but if I can bet on it right now, I will go to Pato and Potawatomi Sportsbook here in Milwaukee. I'll place a bet for you. I'll place a bet for me.
Unless
for sure.
It's at Valhalla, then I'm not taking him.
I never heard of that place that Gabe was just talking about, but when he first started saying, I thought he was saying, I'm going potty. I'm like, what how old are you, Gabe? You're going potty?
Not great for our sponsor partners. I'm going to pivot here. Adam, we appreciate you directing us to that article. I was just scrolling through it as we were chit-chatting here. You're right. Dan Van Natta and Caitlin Kaler.
Don Van Natta.
Don, thank you so much. Don Sorry, Van I was Natta. Just scrolling up. Yes, Don Van Natta and Caitlin Kaler. A lengthy article on ESPN.com this morning that is covering the last 4 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, it goes back to Friday. So the last, you know, few days of the NFLPA drama. And I got to tell you, there's some real doozies in this thing, including a mention of O.J. Simpson, which I was not prepared for.
Not great.
Not prepared for that. Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great one. Have a great event today in New York, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Then your skin and hair look marvelous.
You know, that's why we bring him on, just for the compliments.
Just to butter you up.
Marvelous.
Adam Schefter here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Our conversations each and every week with Adam Schefter, brought to you by the Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, the largest North Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
Our conversations each and every Wednesday, brought to you by Adam Schefter, part of Wendorf Wednesdays. Tony Wendorf and Associates, just like the moves made in the pros. Tony Wendorf and Associates, First Weber Real Estate Services, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move. Get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates.
Keep getting us your reaction to the Brewers losing last night, 1-0 to the Mariners. Again, strike zone, questionable. I posted it on my Twitter account if you want to take a look at it. They do it every night, a report card on the strike zone. 89% accuracy. What are we doing? 89% accuracy with burgers on the line, okay? Not happy about it. But I'm going to be positive Peggy. I'm going to be like, it was one game. It doesn't matter. Probably wouldn't have gone to George Webb's and gotten a burger anyway, see? It's called sour grapes, but it's how I'm working my way through it.
You
okay?
are wrong. You would have definitely been with me as we went. Because it's right there. And they're open 24 hours. The George Webb is right there.
Nope.
We had gotten the vouchers. We'd have gotten the burgers.
Wouldn't have done it. Nope. Probably wouldn't have done it. See what I'm doing here? I'm trying to convince myself that doesn't bother me. It doesn't affect me at all. I don't care. It doesn't hurt me. It can't hurt me. Michael weighing in and says, I thought about it. I'm disappointed for the most part. With Miz on the mound, should have won the game. I stayed up late to watch them lose.
See, that's it. The staying up late is what's really grinding everybody. It's
right.
Not so much the loss. It's the fact that they were going for
11 o'clock
on the West Coast.
I'm watching the clock creep up to 11 p.m. going.
That's the really
God.
Thing that's grinding everybody this morning.
There's also a degree of, I can understand you lose 6-4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have
But that's what I said. I said if it was a 5-run game
right.
and Seattle just went out there and dinger, whatever it was. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to bed. Not their night.
Anything on offense.
But Miz on the mound.
2 hits.
1-run game. You're sitting there going, I can do this. I can convincing
one
myself
the
as
bat.
The mic. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what I did.
I mean, well,
Michael finishes by saying it feels like Lucy stole the football from under us.
Maybe the bad strike zone late in the ninth kind of helped out. Because what if somebody got a hit and then it was a tie ball game that goes to extra innings and they lose? Then you'd be even more upset.
That's another good way of looking at it. I'm going to steal that one, too. Exactly. I wasn't going to get burgers anyway. And what if it goes to extras and they still lose? We've got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We still got a lot of stuff to get to, guys. Training camp starting today for your Green Bay Packers. I know we asked Adam Schefter about Jordan Love being 68th on the NFL top 100 list, falling from 34 to 68. What do you think about that? Does that seem fair? Does that seem accurate? Do you care that your quarterback is 68th? Joshy, I think you nailed it, though. Didn't you nail it? When we were guessing, y'all weren't here, but Joshy was guessing what group of 10 he thought all of the Packers players might fall. I think I saved the sheet. I took a picture of it for sure. I think he said 60s to 70s. Our guy, right on top of things. And we've got a surprise for our loyal listeners coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, of course, it's the Jewelry Center. It's the only place to go. You've heard us talk about it for years. It's the only place Chewy and I trust. And of course, when it came time for me to get engaged a couple of years ago, it was the only place I was going to trust because of the team that Dean, the Dancing Machine, has put together over there. Maybe you don't know what your future significant other was looking for in that ring. Go to our Pinterest page. If there's anything there, bring it in. The helpful team at the Jewelry Center are going to point you in the right direction. Whether it's a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamond, whatever you are in the market for when it comes to that diamond engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out the inventory at any one of their 3 locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. You can also shop online at shoptjc.com. And when you go to the Jewelry Center, first, say hi to Dean for us. Second, tell him that Gabe and Chew sent you.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.